Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hey, guys.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 61, special Mother's Day episode, is once again being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. So here we are once again broadcasting from Studio B in beautiful Lawrenceville, Georgia. Angel's on her phone, not unusual.
I'm trying to research.
Yeah, researching as we go along.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do have a special guest. Do you
She's
want to introduce?
Very special, especially to me. It's my little sister. Her name is Rhonda. She does some work for us here at the practice. More specifically, recently with our marketing director, Jen. She's been helping her out, but Rhonda has been almost in every position within the practice.
She's not been a veterinarian.
Well,
but
nor have I.
She has done a lot for GVA for sure. She's worked at multiple hospitals. Right now she's fanning herself because she does not want to speak on the podcast, but she'll join in a minute. But yeah, she's filled in at Hamilton Ridge as a receptionist and assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here at Russell Ridge. Have you ever worked at Appalachia Ridge?
Nope, not Appalachia.
Okay.
It's
okay. Okay, you can do this. You've got this, Rhonda. You've got this.
God.
But she did take on kind of a co-marketing position with Jen, who's our marketing director. How long?
About
2-3 months ago?
Yeah,
probably a couple
months
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ron is also continues to go to school somewhat on a part-time basis most of the time, but sometimes full-time, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes full-time.
To me, it seems part-time because you do work quite a bit here. So anyway, welcome, Rhonda. So
thank you.
We're going to start with a series of questions. How do you spell your name?
R-O-N-D-A, no H,
okay.
Ever.
So
ever.
Yeah. So that's kind of unusual, I think. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Laurie.
And can you explain why that's your middle name?
Because my mom's middle name is Lou, and my sister's middle name is Marie. So they put it together, and they got Laurie.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
And the reason her first name doesn't have an H is because she's named after my dad, whose name is Ronald.
That's right.
Okay. Yep.
I knew that. Would you rather go pre-COVID-19, would you rather go to a sporting event or a concert?
A concert.
Really? And, you don't like soccer?
And what?
I mean, soccer's fun, but right now I feel a concert.
Okay. And what genre of music would you listen to? Country, R&B, rock. Mariah
I feel
Carey.
Like,
don't know what she is, really.
I feel like country or R&B.
Okay. I could see both.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people these days have mixed music interest. Whereas it, historically, right, like rock was always the top of the charts.
One or the other.
Which actually I saw, I don't know, maybe it was on the news. Maybe I read it in the internet somewhere. But for the first time, like in a very long time or ever, rock is not number one in the charts anymore. It's R&B.
Huh. And you and I were talking about music the other day. I was like, okay, this is rap. And I thought rap was more just like speaking the word. And you're like, no, it's more about the rhythm. And sometimes rap is listed as R&B, but they get confused.
Well, I get very confused on the different genres these days. And I don't understand how you can have like an R&B singer sing country music and then country singers sing like R&B
so,
and
yeah,
pop. It's very
we
confusing.
Also, I was kind of complaining about John Legend and
Kane
what's
Brown.
His name? Kane Brown. Like, I can't. John Legend is definitely an awesome artist, but do not put him on the highway on country music radio. It just does not make sense. And then we also kind of I was going to say throwback. We didn't throw back, but we listened to some 80s and 90s rock, and there's definitely that vibe with those groups back then. So anyway, we're kind of digressing. We've not really been digressing much of late we used to in our early days.
Are we going
to
keep playing the Would You Rather?
Sure.
All right, a couple more.
Okay, me or you? Because
You are usually loaded with all the questions.
Rhonda, would you rather go to the beach and sunbathe or go to the mountains and go snow skiing?
The beach and sunbathe.
Why?
Because I like to tan.
Wow.
Even though I can't.
Why can't you tan?
I don't have the melanin.
Okay, not sure where we're going with
just,
that.
Just like genetically, you're just pasty.
You're amelanotic, yes. Evidently.
Yes. Here's our word of the week.
So, why? I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. Why do you like and or enjoy working for Georgia Veterinary Associates? Or do you?
Well, I love it. At first, when I first started, it was because I worked with my sister. I started in high school, so yeah. And then now I've just grown to know everybody and the people and kind of make friends, I guess. Work friends, you could say. Sure. So it's enjoyable. And I also love animals.
Okay, so you love animals. You have the social aspect. Is there anything else? Or, I mean, is that it?
Are you fishing? Yeah. I think he's fishing.
What do you want me to say?
I mean, like, you are able to do your job kind of however you want. You're given a lot of leeway. There's a lot of autonomy. That's a very, that probably at some
all,
point should
all
be
compliments
the,
towards him. Just,
the word of the week.
Just
your
give
sister
him all the compliments.
As well. I mean, I do not manage her. We work in the same office space.
Who are you talking about, me or Rhonda?
Really both of y'all, but Rhonda at this point. So, I don't know. She does a great job.
No,
and
she, you mentioned her being kind of a part-time student. She definitely is a full-time student.
Yeah, I am full-time every semester. I just work a lot, too.
So what's the definition of full-time? Like at least 12 hours?
Okay. Mm-hmm. 12 credit hours. So she is a full-time student, and I think we're pretty fortunate to be able to bring her on as a young 20-year-old and give her some of those autonomy and still, like, she's able to get it done. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think all those things that you were talking about, she does, but I don't think she notices it. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I don't think she pats herself on the back and was like, oh, yeah, nobody's telling me what to do and I'm getting my job
done.
Yeah,
but you've worked at a couple other jobs that I'm aware of, and mm-hmm. I would think it feels a little bit different here versus working for a food chain.
Yes.
And more of a human, I'm going to say service provider. That's not the right way to present that, but I'm not going to.
But any other service industry.
Yeah. Yeah. So you are given quite a bit of leeway here, and most people are, and I think it's a really great thing, because whenever you're giving that ability to do your job how you want to with not a whole lot of managing, that's when most of our employees tend to shine. So
for sure.
Okay. Word of the week.
Word
we could
week.
Not really come up with one. You came up with Lagomorph. And why did you come up with that?
Well, because you asked, before we started the podcast, you asked myself and some other people some interesting cases that we've seen at the hospital, which is typically how we find our word of the week. And one thing that I thought was interesting is that we did a Lagomorph spay procedure late last week.
Yeah.
And so, do you want to share with the crowd what Lagomorph is?
Rhonda, do you know what it is?
Nope. Cancer related?
So,
close, but
all right.
No.
So, I'm going to admit that I've kind of fallen into the TikTok clan.
Oh, my.
Of late. Welcome. And the reason is because Rhonda and Jen did some TikTok videos for GVA. Probably 6, 7, 8 weeks ago.
Yep.
So there was a recent one posted last week.
Yes.
Oh, what was
or
it?
Or this week.
It was Ike doing a trend right now. A trending dance.
Did a trending dance.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. You don't follow GVN and
you must
TikTok.
Not.
Maybe. I don't. I'm not sure. So on TikTok, though, I saw somebody yesterday with a boiled egg they started doing a couple of cuts, and they wound up making the egg look like a bunny rabbit.
Also known as a lagomorph.
Or a lagomorph.
Or a hare.
Or a hare. I think in, what, England, Britain, Great Britain?
Are they different species? That's what I was going to ask. Like, a rabbit and a hare. They're definitely different. Like,
they're extremely similar, but there is a bit of a difference. And I'm not sure if it's like a zebra to a donkey and or horse. Maybe. I think that's probably a good analogy.
So zebras, donkeys, and horses probably all belong to the same family or genus?
Yeah, they're all equine, but they're a little bit different, whatever that order is,
okay,
you would say. So,
Lagomorph is a rabbit.
Lagomorph is a rabbit. I was watching a rerun of Jeopardy last night, and Ken Jennings,
the
Jeopardy champion ever. One of the questions was, these animals or creatures in the mountains of some country are this genus, species, but in the United States they're called this, and the answer was caprine. Do you know what caprine means?
No, not at all.
Rhonda?
No. Oh, caprine. C-A-P-R-I-N-E.
Yeah. Yes, I'm from West Texas. I'm sorry.
I'm like, what?
Caprine.
So, like, porcine, caprine. Caprine is like a goat.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, there's evidently this totally different mountain goat that's called... I can't remember the name, so...
That's so interesting. I really could not, for the first time, I think, in the 10 years I've known you, understood what you were saying. Caprine.
Caprine.
So, also
tomato,
known as like
tomato.
Like Capricorn, right? Like the, what is it? The Gemini, Sagittarius. What are those called?
you're
do you know, Rhonda?
Talking Mm-mm. about.
Like horoscope.
The horoscope 12.
What's that word? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like.
Your sign?
Yeah. What's it called, though? There's like a G
your
word.
Your astrical sign?
Astronomical sign.
Okay. Anyways, Capricorn. Is a goat.
Rhonda, you could look it up on your iPhone.
Right? So, Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah.
Is a goat.
So, the geologic? No.
Geologic? No, that's rocks, right?
I should know that.
Yeah.
Geology.
So, words of the week. We've talked about this before, like prefixes, suffixes, root
Always.
Words. It's super important to know that geo means Mother Earth.
Zodiac. So you looked it up. Zodiac yep. signs.
Signs of the zodiac or zodiac signs.
So definitely not a G.
Not a
G. I misspoke.
Zodiac only.
All right. We are purposefully not talking about COVID-19. Can I share?
Absolutely.
What just happened?
Absolutely.
Rhonda just took a selfie giving me a smoochy face. So what are you going to do with that?
I have to document that I'm on People, Pets, and Vets.
It's totally on her Snapchat.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
It's not like a selfie. It's like on... it's already posted
just
on the web, right?
Through an app, you just did it.
Well, not yet, because it was bad, because I was being stared at. So I have to redo it.
I just glanced at you. I didn't stare at you.
Same thing.
Are you Gen Z? You're Gen Z, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Like the newest generation. Gosh.
1999. So
people
I don't know.
People thought millennials were bad. Just wait till we get more Gen Zs in the workplace.
Okay. Last week we talked about the photo contest and the winners. And the prizes will be coming in soon. And we'll be contacting them.
Well, they've already been contacted. We are working on...
I'm talking about once the prizes are here.
Rhonda, you can speak to this. But you guys are working on gathering the winners' bags together, right?
Yes.
And scheduling photo dates.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think you guys had one scheduled last week.
Yes, but the weather was not on our side yet.
Yeah, for sure. So... obviously, due to coronavirus, we're trying to take this very seriously still.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing photos inside. We're doing them outside, which honestly is better for a photo shoot anyways. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing we did last year. But that definitely allows you and Jen and the owners of the pets to still stay socially distant
yep.
from each other. Whenever we're supposed to have really nice weather this week. It's supposed to be sunny and anywhere between like 65 and 85 all
yeah,
week.
It's been beautiful this past week with the... rare exception. So,
yeah.
So I have no idea what the stats are on COVID-19 in Georgia. Per your suggestion, I'm kind of sick of talking about it.
Yeah.
a guy on WSB Radio today, Wes Moss, who is a financial advisor for somebody. He literally beat the dead horse into the ground today, talking about how we should not be calling it social distancing, because a lot of people are taking that to mean you can't socialize, you can't talk, you can't FaceTime, Zoom, etc. And
you think people are that literal?
Well, maybe, yeah, because I don't know if this is something personal or just something in the news or something he heard otherwise, but he proposed that we should call it physically distancing, which is really what it is, but the term social distancing means when you're out in a social environment or socializing. Socializing does not mean you're at the dance club or the bar or the restaurant or fill in the blank.
Do you feel like people interpret the word social differently because of things like social media now?
A little bit different. You know, what socialist society, right? I mean, that people probably could not even come near defining what that means. I probably couldn't.
Yeah.
Being honest. So I just thought that was interesting. His proposal was to minimize the use of that so that we can all continue to interact, but we need to interact a little bit differently. And I somewhat agreed with that, but he just kept on saying, you know, quit saying social, it's physical distancing, and gave out like 18 examples. So
let's use an example in our practice, right? So we've talked about how the fact that we are going to continue to keep the doors closed to the public, but he's saying in sort of physical distancing, they should be allowed to come in. Is that where his example goes?
He's saying, I don't know. What he's saying is stay 6 feet or more apart. So yesterday I'm going into Publix at Hamilton Mill, and I see a group of people at the entry door. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Are they limiting people coming in? What is happening here? Is Usher going into Starbucks? Or not Starbucks, Publix. What is going on? And I walk up, and there is two elderly couples sitting right at the door with no mask on. And they're just hamming it up. Oh, hey, how you? Oh, good. Good to see you. They're just chuckling. They're blocking the entrance. And if you want to get in, you have to walk and literally brush by them. And I'm just shaking my head, just thinking, you are the reason we may not get through this, because you do not understand. You and the people wearing gloves who wear the same pair of gloves the entire day long and think you're going to be protected. And then you pick your nose with your gloves on, you rub your eyes. So, I don't know. He is just saying, be aware, understand maybe the why we're calling it social distancing. It's about that distance between you and the other person. And if you're outdoors, it's kind of like if you're on the lake with coronavirus. This is for your dad.
Oh, gosh.
You shared a little bit. So if you're outdoors and somebody coughs and they cough up, let's say, 1,000 coronavirus particles, and it goes in the air, the chance of you breathing that in is super, super low. Same thing if they were to otherwise eliminate coronavirus or another infectious agent into the water, and you dip your toe in the water, you're probably going to be okay.
I would agree.
What a rant. Okay. I had written down just a couple of articles from Smart Brief, AVMA. I don't know that I found any of them extremely interesting.
Because they're all coronavirus related?
No. So one was a questionnaire, I think, provided by BI, how to figure out if your cat has arthritis. And you and I went to a dinner meeting like 6 months ago.
Yeah, when they were introducing a new product that they really couldn't talk about yet. Yeah.
And so that was one article. Oregon veterinarians are kind of adjusting back to the new normal. My good friend Scott in my study group is right outside of Portland, or maybe actually inside of Portland, Oregon. And I know he's been hit hard with what they can and cannot provide as far as services to animals.
But what you're saying is things are kind of coming
things
back to normal.
Things are opening
back
up.
So like the AV or their VMA or their veterinary medical organization.
Or maybe the governor, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Meanwhile, I think in Michigan, and it's pretty important, I guess, to me, or I see it the most because I still have family up there, but they are continuing their shelter in place until the end of May.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's good to see other states similar to Georgia. Although I don't really know, and as you said, when we first started this, I don't really know what the numbers are, but, you know, we've been allowed now almost for a week to enter stores other than the grocery.
So I think it's been about 10 days at this point. I think next Friday will be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And most businesses are cleared to be open, but a lot of them have not opened yet.
Sure, especially the big chains. I think a lot of the big chains have still decided, you know, like, why open their store only in Atlanta if they have a huge corporation?
So the last story touches on really, I'm just going to say special needs families and the role that pets play in a lot of those families and how pets kind of ease some of the strain and whatnot with those individuals, whether it's autism or CP or service dogs. They really were helpful. And I was just going to kind of relate that back to during this pandemic. We know, and we've talked about people going out adopting adopting shelter pets, buying and or adopting new puppies.
Oh yeah.
They being kittens and puppies are definitely a comfort food, if you will.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Rhonda, roughly you are somewhat in charge of pushing out the puppy and the new puppy and new kitten packs.
Mm-hmm.
How many across GVA, how many new puppies and kittens per the boxes that you've sent out? How many are we sending out a week? Or seeing or sending out a week?
Per week, I want to say about 12.
Okay.
And that's across all four locations.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think in total, we've probably done over 180 during this time period.
And when we started this project several months ago, we thought we might do maybe 50.
Yeah, not as much as we thought we were getting.
So we started this late January, early February, right? So right as you kind of came on with marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may not seem like a big number to our listeners, but it's a pretty big number compared to what we were seeing pre-corona.
Well, yeah, what I was going to say is I think our first set that we sent out and we kind of retroacted, there were 8 boxes.
Yep, 8 that we first did.
On the very first box. Over like a 2 or even 3 week period.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks.
Yep.
We were getting like one puppy a week.
Yeah, as the months, coronavirus kind of picked up and we saw a huge spike in puppies. Mm-hmm. So,
and kittens are coming now.
So. Kittens are definitely coming. It is the breeding season for cats, for sure. So,
what kind of cats? Big cats? Like,
I mean, any cats. Typically, we see it in the springtime where kittens are mostly born. Either strays that people are finding because two feral cats mated and left their kittens under their porch or something like that.
So, the Lagomorph spay or ovario hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm. On the rabbit.
Was somewhat of an emergency procedure because the owner thought she had, I don't remember if it was two males or two females, and then she had babies.
Oh, gosh.
And she did not want to have more babies. And so once they were born, I think maybe weaned off, it was pretty much an emergency.
So we had neutered her male rabbit a month ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't remember this.
Dr. I didn't know Evans, it was the same family.
It's the same family. And she, I'm pretty sure she messaged us on, do you ever see the chats on the website?
Mm-mm.
So I'm pretty sure she chatted with us on the website and asked if we did this. And then spoke to us and said that she thought she had two males and then suddenly one is pregnant. So we neutered the male. And then as soon as the female had the babies, she was going to have the female spayed. So it is the same family. But now she has two
sterilized
altered pets. Yeah. And so
cool.
I'm not quite sure. Did she tell you what she was doing with the babies? Have she adopted them out or
no, we did not get into that conversation. So okay, before we sign off, I'm just going to give our huge audience a prelude to the upcoming episodes. We will be having another special guest. I'm going to predict next week and probably the following week. Mm-hmm. His name is Graham. Super nice guy who's going to be spending a couple of weeks with us, interning or externing. That's maybe a whole another 5-minute conversation.
Intern versus extern.
Yeah, intern, extern. What does it mean?
You don't think it's just a preference on the term?
I personally do because I don't understand the difference, but we'll see. Maybe Graham will know. We'll just kind of pose that to him. We'll just like blindside him with that question. Yeah. What's the difference between an intern and an extern?
And an extern. You got it. We'll ask him for sure.
But anyway, we're super happy that he's coming on board for a few weeks. Looking forward to spending some time with him. Rhonda, thank you for being so verbal.
Of course.
And participating in our podcast. We definitely need to have you on. I think Jen?
Yeah, Jen's not been on. We talked about this or three podcasts ago. And you know she hears this every time because Jen actually listens to our podcast and then actually puts the translation on our website. Yep. So you know she listens. We've got to get her on here.
Edits some of your bleep words that occasionally happen.
She's super shy, I think. Either that or she's just not interested.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right, we'll get her on soon.
Guys, check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. Follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. Follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out our blogs on our website at mygavet.com. Please subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening from. And if for whatever reason you're not sure where to get it or you want to share with your friends, you can always find it on our website under the Resources tab. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.